What's up, guys? You found the Ethereal Path Podcast. I'm your host, Xander, and it's time to get witchy. Let's do this. So what's up, guys? It's Xander. This is the Ethereal Path Podcast, and we are going to pick up right where we left off. So in the last episode, we were talking about different things that you can do for new moon celebrations, for the elemental celebrations, things like that. So let's talk a little bit specifically about air. So the magical properties of air, again, that's the symbol or the element that's representative of the last moon phase. So air is representative of the element of spirit. So again, anything that's related to communication, travel, divination, clearing away negative energy, opening up your minds to new ideas, connecting with your spirit guides, these are all the types of things that air magic is going to help us accomplish. And I kind of like to relate air and water together, especially at times like this, for two reasons. Number one, if you think about it, the chemical composition of water is H2O, with the chemical composition of the oxygen that we breathe, it's O2. Now, granted, obviously, we don't breathe, monoxide, we breathe, a dioxide. But oxygen is part of water. There's an element of air inside water. So, and without air, water would not exist. So they are connected in the fluidity, and they are connected in the aspects of, travel and communication and movement. And, because if you think about, like a river flowing, or a strong wind blowing things away, things like that, they're both achieving the same effect. It's just more of the method of delivery. So, a lot of times, a lot of these things are going to cross over, and, you're going to hear me say like, oh, this is mostly connected with this element, and then maybe like four or five episodes later you're gonna hear me say the same thing is mostly connected with this element. It's gonna be completely different. You're gonna be like, well, wait a minute, didn't you just say? And the thing is, though, again, not everything is black and white, and not everything is cut and dry, and things are always in the middle. They're always crossing over. And that's one of the things that as you practice it, as you, spend more time on it, you will eventually, you'll get to that spot where it almost just kind of becomes second nature. Now, one of the things that we were going to talk about too are like the specific rituals and spells and things that you can do in this last quarter moon. So gratitude is one of those things that is really big. So one of the things that we talk about is, getting rid of things and truly letting go. And one way, and there's, actually a psychological theory behind this to back it up, that one way to truly practice gratitude is to basically write down a list of the positive aspects of your life, because it forces you to get rid of the negative emotions. Or you can do the exact opposite. You can write down all the negative emotions or negative things that you have feeling in your life, and then you take that piece of paper and you burn it. And you have to commit that you're letting go as you're burning that paper. And again, see my big huge disclaimer in the previous episode, please, if you're gonna play with fire, please be responsible. It's also one of those, if you get even like a gratitude journal, and they sell them where they're, where that, they're already like pre-filled and they prompt you. One of the ones that I have is, it's from Habit Nest. And I just want to put the disclaimer out that any time I name drop a product or anything like that, like, I'm getting absolutely no commission. I make no money For sponsorship or mentioning any product. These are just personal products that I use, personal products that I like, and I would definitely throw my endorsement behind it. But Habit Nest, they actually have a really good line of journals, especially if you're new to journaling and you're new to what it can do for you. They have a gratitude journal, they have a morning gratitude journal, they have a sleep gratitude journal. They have a couple, and they have a bunch of other different types of journals, like workout journals and things like that. I actually have a bunch of them. I really like this company. I think they're top notch. But if you want to look for like an easy way to get started, you can start this path down towards, being more grateful and practicing gratitude. And it's usually very simple. It's like you read a little blurb about like, why gratitude and practicing gratitude is, helpful for us, and how it can help us mentally and get rid of, negative emotions and negative thoughts and actions and patterns and things like that. And then, it'll ask you like, write down three things that you're grateful for. And then it'll even prompt you like, today's focus is about yourself. Like, what are three things that you like about yourself? And you basically do it at the same time every day. Like, most of the time they say, do it first thing in the morning, when you're sitting there, having your cup of coffee, doing your little morning wake up ritual. Because it starts the day on a positive note. I mean, think about it. Who wouldn't want to wake up and, while their, body is caffeinating, and trust me, I am so Lorelai Gilmore with the, don't speak to me until I'm fully properly caffeinated. I'm definitely in that school. But who doesn't want to wake up and hear three compliments like just thrown their way? Like, that's fucking awesome. It's like, so you're complimenting yourself, and you're finding the things in your life that you can be grateful for, And depending on what the topic is, you may have to dig a little deeper some days, but I actually kind of like the fact that they prompt you and give you like a very generic category to stick within. Because then it almost kind of like forces you to think, but it also doesn't force you to overthink, where if it's just, you write down three things about yourself that, or three things in general that you're grateful for. You could essentially write the same thing over and over and over again every day. So this kind of like forces you to think outside the box and, not be repetitious. But that being said, one of the things that another company that I bought a journal from, they're the ones that I bought the dark mode journal from, and I cannot think of the name of it to save my life right now. But one of the things they talk about is, using different journals for proper reasons, and getting these journals. And I touched a little bit about this, in the last episode, especially when I was talking about, giving and gifting journals. I have multiple journals going at multiple times. Like, one is my daily planner. Even though I live on my phone and everything about my day is planned out on my phone, because, just given what I do, I'm constantly shuffling my schedule around and, this, that, and the other. So, I've got to have that flexibility, and I've got to have that, quick on the draw. I can easily change my shit around, yada, yada, yada. But like, I still have an old school planner that, I sit down every Sunday, I plan my week out. At least this is the skeleton plan for my week. This is, what I'm gonna do. And, like a true gay guy late to the party, I discovered the magic of washi tape. So now I have stickers and different colors and all sorts of crazy shit. I don't do the crazy like bullet journaling thing. Like, I'm just not that artistic, but like, I still get creative. Like, my shit looks like a 16-year-old girl made it. But anyway. And then, I have my book of shadows, and, I have my book of shadows, obviously, is, where all my magical work is kept, my spells are kept, and I do consider it a journal, because at times it is written like a journal. At times it's, There are lists, there are recipes, there are ingredients, there are definitions, there's like an appendix. My Book of Shadows is kind of all over the place. Think of almost kind of like the Book of Shadows that they show on Charmed. It's like there's a whole bunch of spells in there. There's a whole bunch of like, here's what all the colors mean. There's a whole bunch of, here's what the crystals mean, because if I ever pass it along to anybody, it's like, this is the information that I want you to learn, the information that I want you to have, like how things work. The hermetic principles are written down in there. But like I said, all the personal spells that I use, both, as an individual practitioner, solo eclectic, green white witch, or even, coven work, things that I've done like that. They have their own section. So it's kind of like all over the place, but it's in its own book. Then, I have my journal for like, thoughts and feelings, and just kind of like, shit that I just want to like write down, get out of my head, yada yada yada. That's actually the dark mode journal that I bought, which, and I still laugh to this day because journaling in dark mode to me is still hysterical, and I absolutely love it. Like, I'm so fucking obsessed with it. And then I have smaller journal notebooks where, like, I have a work one. I have, a school one for when I'm back in school. It really all depends what I have going on, but it's, you keep these things separate in your life because it helps you stay better organized and helps you stay better focused and helps you stay better on track. So it's like, like I'm the type of person where, I will take the extra 5 minutes to go in and make those labels on my phone. So, I can color code my different things, and I can just quickly look down and be like, okay, what do I have coming up next? Is it a work thing? Is it a personal thing? Is it a school thing? Is it a me and the husband thing? Like what, just like what category does it fall into? Like of what compartment of my life? And then I can like dig deeper. And I kind of think of journaling as the same way. So again, do what is right for you, but I highly suggest keeping those things like separate and having a different journal for the different areas and different aspects of your life, just because it makes things so much easier. And it can also tell you if you're focusing on one area of your life too much. Like, let's say you have, a work journal, or even like, a workout journal, and you're like burning through it, but your personal journal is like sitting there collecting dust. Maybe that's a sign that you need to start spending a little bit more time on your personal life, because maybe something big is going on at work and it's kind of overtaking it, and you're getting distracted. So these are all sorts of different little tips and tricks again that, it's why I started this podcast. It's, these are things that we can use in our daily life, but are like tenets of Wicca and meditation and the esoteric arts and tarot card readings, and things that, we've been doing for hundreds and thousands of years, basically since, the days of Melinda Warren. I am such in such a charm mood right now. I don't know why. And I mean OG charm, like, Alyssa, Shannon, and Holly Marie, like, let's be real. And Rose, of course, because, it was just, the OG series was the best. But it's just one of those things that, we can use these practices also in our daily life, and it can make our daily lives so much better and so much easier. Hey guys, it's Xander, and I need you to do me a favor. When you can, or right now, please take a minute and go to all of the Ethereal Path social media accounts and hit like and subscribe. Content creators like myself need those likes and clicks to support what we do. From my humble little podcast to major productions like Devils in the Dark, oh my god, Helen and Danny, I love you so much. We count on all of you guys to keep us going. We do what we do because of you, and we want to spread our message to everyone who wants to hear it. No matter the size, every click truly does matter. So please take a few seconds, hit our social media pages, and click all of those good buttons. It really does make a significant difference on our end, and we cannot thank you enough, especially me. So let's get back to it. Right, so moving on, we'll talk about something that actually I do with my journal. So this is kind of like the perfect segue. Setting intentions. So setting intentions for whether it be like the next month, a time period, Whatever. The last moon is the perfect time to do this because it's the time where things are coming to an end. The new moon is about to begin, so we're looking towards the future. And when I say it's the perfect segue, because I tied into journaling. One of the things that I've noticed, especially if you buy like a pre-printed journal or like a guided journal, is that in the beginning they'll have you set an intention. And usually it's something like, super basically simple, like, I intend to use this book for blah, 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 blah. And I've actually even started to do that with like blank journals where it's like, on the very first page or on the inside cover or something, it's like, this book is intended to be used for blah, 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 whatever. And then I even like tweak it as I go. If it's like, I need to like pivot, need to use it for something else, need to change. Need to add something, I'll kind of add it in and almost kind of like make the inside cover like a mini vision board, for lack of a better term, where it's like I keep it as like a living page, where so I can add to it, I can take away, I can adjust as needed. But sit down and think, like, what do you want to manifest in your life coming up? When once you know what you want, then you can set out to make that ritual, but it all starts with that intention. If you don't have that intention and you don't know what's going on and you don't know which way you want to go, it's really kind of hard to do anything. Big thing that I always recommend, especially as a green witch, this is the perfect time for a nature walk. And if you've never taken a nature walk, it is literally exactly what it sounds like. So it's literally getting out there, walking through nature, just reconnecting, whether it's you take a trip to the park, whether you take the road less traveled and find some just random path in the woods. Please be safe and please be careful. Have your phone, make sure you have a compass and shit with you if you decide to go like off grid. Like make sure you can find your way back and shit, but if not, like rolling through the park is just fine. But connect with nature. Sit down, take a minute to just stop and enjoy the sounds, the smells, the sights, just everything. And reconnect, reboot, use this time. Again, it's the new, we're prepping for the new moon. It's getting ready for that new beginning. So it's like, use this time to reconnect, especially, up here in, the, northern hemisphere. It's, summer, so the weather is still absolutely beautiful, even though it's supposed to be storming soon. Or at least around here, it's supposed to be storming soon. But there are plenty of days. This is the time. This is the hour. Ours is the magic, ours is the power. Hashtag the craft. Fuck yeah. I am like such on a 90s kick today right now, probably because fucking Pink. God damn, I love that bitch. Oh my God, fucking love you, Alicia. But anywho, I'm almost like scared to take that or leave that in because like it's like if she were to ever hear this, like if I ever ever become that famous and hears me call her Alicia, she'll probably like beat my ass. Because if I do ever become famous, I fully intend to become friends with her. So just hashtag put that out there. Hashtag Xander meets Pink. Make that thing. Make that. Let's make that a reality. Just saying. And I promise that, if anyone does actually make that happen and it actually does happen, I will, I personally will become your wizard bitch and I will set, nothing but intensely good luck and magical fame and fortune your way every day until it fucking happens. But so that being said, let's kind of tie a few concepts together. So if you have a journal or a book of shadows and you like to take notes, this is again where all this is kind of gonna kind of be like where the rubber hits the road. So I'm gonna play a quick ad. You guys go get your jerk of shadows. Oh my God. Your book of shadows or your journal or if you take notes or whatever, because this might be a couple things that you want to write down. And again, we're gonna review a few things and then we're gonna kind of set, like I said, wrap it all up into a nice neat little bow. So get your stuff and I'll be right back. Have you ever wondered if you're on the right path? Do you feel like you need some guidance? Let Ethereal Path help you on the next step to your spiritual journey. Whether it's a tarot card reading, spell creation, chakra stone set, or a customized item, Etherealpath can meet almost all of your Wiccan and esoteric needs. Visit ethereal-path.com to learn more. Don't forget that dash, it's super important. That's ethereal-path.com. Blessed be. All right, so let's break this down. So let's go back to tarot cards for a second. So now, you know, we talked about the suits and we talked about their relationships, the elements and everything like that. Now, let's go back to the minor arcana. And again, you know, those are where our four suits lie. But if you also are familiar with tarot cards, you know that there are also there are four court cards, a page, a knight, a queen, and a king. Now, these can all represent different personalities, different characters. Usually, like when we talked about the significator cards, the court cards are a great place to go look. So, like, one of the cards that is really closely associated with Aquarius is the Queen of Swords. I've also heard the Knight of Swords. It just depends on which deck you're using and who's reading for you. But the Queen of Swords is usually the card that I've seen most associated with an Aquarius. So, you know, while I have, you know, my main card of the Star from the Major Arcana, you know, if I wanted something a little more specific, I could go with that card. But in that aspect, you know, this also means you have to relate each of the characters, for lack of a better term, I guess, or I guess the members of the court, to one of the elements as well. So, you know, like pages represent, you know, potential and youthful energy. Knights represent drive and ambition. They're also a significator of change. Queens represent maturity and wisdom. Kings represent power and authority. So you can actually, you know, make a case that, you know, pages are, you know, as the youthful, more ambitious, kind of, you know, free flowing, how do I want to put this? Like young, inexperienced, kind of, you know, the lowest of the court card. You could almost make the case that they represent fire, because, you know, we're talking about potential, youthful energy. We're talking about, you know, the time in our lives, you know, we're starting out, we're building our careers, you know, we're starting to make our cut in the world. You know, the knight representing our drive of ambition, and also, you know, significant of change. In order to change, you've got to cut things down. And, you know, knights, what are you going to represent that by? Swords, air, boom, done. You know, queens, you know, we're talking about maturity and wisdom. Usually when we think about maturity and wisdom, we think about, you know, the little old lady sitting there, you know, sipping on her tea, you know, as she passes out her little pearls of, you know, wisdom to, you know, the younger generation. So, boom, liquid, cups, you know, water. And the king, power, authority, you know, wands, you know, staves, whatever, you know, whatever it happens to represent. Or it can also represent, you know, someone who is, you know, they are the king, therefore they own everything. They own the land, and therefore they own the earth. And the earth is related to our pentacles, and pentacles are related to material possessions and money. And who was the one who always had the money way back in the day? Because the king, he sits on the throne. He's the highest member of the court. He owns the money. He owns the land. He is the authority figure. The earth is physically his. So again, you know, not only can you associate each of the suits with, you know, one of the elements, you can also represent each of the court cards with one of the elements. So again, the page can be representative of fire, the knights can be representative of air, the queens can be representative of water, and the kings can be representative of earth. Bet you didn't see that one coming. I literally had to put that in just because I was like, I have got to be so dramatic with this. But boom, we can also relate the cards to the four phases of the moon. Who the fuck saw that coming? Plot twist. I wish I had a like a mystery surprise sound effect on here because I totally would just be milking it up right now and playing it up. And there's one on my iPhone, but I don't have. I'm running this on my Android. I'm running this on my Pixel, and it just doesn't have a sound effect. So you know, whatever. But I'll just deal with it. But anywho, but yeah. So you can actually relate them to the four phases of the moon as well. So the suits of the tarot that are related to the phases of the moon goes like this. Wands we associate with a waxing moon. Okay, so this is when the moon is growing larger and it's growing brighter. So you know, wands often depict images of growth, expansion, new beginnings. The waxing moon is a time of beginnings, growth, and creativity. So we're planting seeds for the future. We're setting intentions for things that we want to achieve. Cups we associate with the full moon. Okay, so you know, this is when the moon is at its brightest. Cups, the cards often depict images of emotions, relationships, and intuition. The full moon is the time of culmination and completion. It's to reflect on what we have accomplished, celebrate our successes, you know, and you know, it's also when our magic is at its strongest. Now the moon is going to start to wane. This is where we are now. So swords associated with the waning moon. This is the phase of the moon where we're growing smaller and dimmer. You know, swords often depict images of conflict, challenges, endings. The waning moon is a time of endings, reflection, and introspection. It is time to let go of what no longer serves you and prepare for new beginnings because that is what we are prepping for. This is prep time for the new moon, which we associate with pentacles. So again, this is the phase of the moon when it is completely dark and invisible. Pentacles can depict pentacle, or I should say, pentacle cards often depict images of material possessions, security, and the physical world. The new moon is the time for new beginnings, introspection, and planning. It is the time that we set our intentions for the future. And again, planting those seeds for things that we want to achieve. And again, you know, they just cycle and repeat. And you know, these four moon phases, you know, jump in, and this is how we even further relate them to the tarot. So, you know, the tarot becomes more and more complex and intertwined. And as we go and dig deeper, you know, it just becomes so amazingly apparent that, you know, the tarot is so intertwined with our daily lives, who we are as society, how we live as human beings, what the power and the potential behind it is, but also the power and the potential of the elements and Wicca and all of these things that we do, and how getting into this, you know, greater mindset and, you know, how it can change both, you know, our spiritual lives, our psychic lives, our social lives, our, you know, and the lives that we're physically living. You know, it's mental, it's emotional, it's physical, it's all of these things. And, you know, it's all related and it's all connected. And again, you know, it's why I do this podcast. It's why I started this podcast, is to show that, you know, a lot of these things that we do in our daily lives to either, you know, better ourselves or, you know, to make us more fulfilled as human beings are tenets of Wicca or things that we do in Wicca. And, you know, really get, you know, the message out there that, you know, not only, you know, can you have what you have, but there's even a way to make it better and a way to even control it more. And once you learn how to control it, you know, you can unlock powers you never even thought you had or dreamed of or knew existed. You know, so again, it's why I do this. But one of the other things that I actually kind of wanted to share is, you know, we do recognize four phases of the moon. So, you know, we have the gibbous moon, we have the crescent moon, we have the full moon, and we have the new moon. Now, I have actually never seen any of those related to the four cards, but you know, I'm definitely, or the four suits, or the elements, but I'm definitely gonna have to do a little bit of digging on that one. But just if you're not familiar with it, so the gibbous is when the moon is when the larger part of the moon is lit, and when the crescent is when the smaller part of the moon is lit. So again, like right now we're in the waning gibbous phase. On Tuesday, tomorrow, actually tomorrow, we will hit the last quarter. The last quarter, the line will be, directly down the middle, and from that point on, we will hit the waning crescent phase. Because again, we're waning into the new moon. I wanted to bring that up, just to kind of point that out that yes, there are still four more phases, that we could even break down even further. But like I said, I've actually never read anything, but I'm definitely gonna dig and I'm gonna see if I can, kind of find anything. But I did actually come across this term, which I never heard before, and I thought this was, actually kind of cool. It's called the black moon. And the black moon is a rare phenomenon that occurs when two new moons happen in the same month. And I'm, like I said, I'm sure that it's extremely rare because basically it would have to happen on like the first day and the last day of the month, because it would almost be like the whole five paycheck month thing for those of us, who get paid either biweekly or weekly. We always love the five paycheck month or the three paycheck month, because it's a little bit of extra cash. But the only way it happens is when you have like the first of the month has to be on a Friday, and then like it usually is a month that has 31 days, and the 31st has to be on a Friday, and that's the only time. So I would imagine that the new moon, again, have to do a little bit of digging on this one, but I would imagine it's when the new moon is on the 1st and the 31st of the month. But like I said, I will circle back. But just a couple of little cocktail facts and little cool Jeopardy things that I found that I thought were kind of cool. So I figured, I would pop them in here and share them. All right, I promise I'm done with the cheesy sound effects for at least the next 10 minutes. But we have finally arrived at where I wanted to land this puppy at, and we are going to talk about the lunar cycle. So the lunar cycle is a period from one new moon to the next. We're going to go approximately 29.5 days. So that's kind of what we look at. Divided into four phases: new moon, waxing moon, full moon, waning moon, which we've kind of, talked about ad nauseum at this point. Let's refresh. New moon, phase when the moon is dark and invisible, time of new beginnings and fresh starts. Associated with the tarot card, the Magician, because again, magical power is extremely high, representing the power of the mind and the ability to manifest your desires. And again, this is the new moon we're talking about, so it is, the beginning. It is where we set our intentions. It is where we prepare for good things to come into our life, and we usually do that by making magic happen, aka magician. Boom, done. The waxing moon is next. So this is the phase of the moon where it is growing larger, it's growing brighter. So therefore, we're going to be focusing on things of growth, expansion, new opportunities. If you think about the tarot card, the Empress, this is the divine feminine. It represents fertility, abundance. Again, so growth, expansion, new opportunities, the birth of ideas, the birth of things, motherhood, all that happy shit. That is what the waxing moon is going to represent. Now we hit the full moon, phase of the moon, we're at our brightest, time of culmination, completion, and harvest. And as I said the other day, if you remember, there are three cards that are ultimate happiness. They represent joy, happiness, and fulfillment. We have the star, we have the moon, and the sun. That is exactly where we land here. So again, easy to see why these cards are representative of the cycles. Waning moon, again, this is the phase where it's growing smaller, it's growing dimmer, it's time of introspection, reflection, letting go. And ironically, the tarot card that is represented, the moon. So because this card represents intuition, mystery, the subconscious mind. Again, it is one of the cards of ultimate happiness, but it is that one level below that. So again, this is that, it represents that process of letting things go and, preparing for new intentions. and getting rid of new you're getting re ready for new beginnings, because each of the lunar cycle phases has its own unique energy, just like the tarot cards do, just like the elements do. And if you understand how all these energies work together, this can greatly enhance, tarot card readings, magical work, esoteric work, whatever type of work that you do. So let's break them down. So let's start at the very beginning. Let's start with the new moon. Again, time of beginning. So this is setting intentions for the future. Writing down intentions on a piece of paper, getting guidance for how to what intentions to set by doing tarot card readings. All of these things combined, are what make these phases. So, say you're like setting intention because you want to manifest a new job. You could draw a tarot card to get guidance on the type of job that you want to manifest for yourself. You could draw a card to get guidance on the steps you need to do to make this job manifest itself. You could do a reading on it. It just depends on what you want to do. And then, you could write down your intentions on a piece of paper, store it with crystals, put it on your altar, burn it and send it to the heavens, whatever, however you want to cast your spell. But, this is a great way to, intertwine these two, esoteric arts. So then when you come to the waxing moon, where we're talking about growth and expansion, so focusing on goals, you can do this by visualizing, again, getting tarot card readings to help you take steps on what to visualize on, or even visualizing or help you get a reading on what your goals are. So, going back to you using work as an example again. Let's say this time, rather than manifesting a new job, you want to manifest a promotion. Maybe you draw a card and it'll tell you about the skills you need to develop to get that promotion. Or maybe it'll tell you how to navigate the politics of getting the promotion, because let's be real, that's a very real thing too. So, there's a lot of interplay here, and it's, the more, again, just the more you practice and the more you use it, the better you'll get at it, the more inner of those connections you'll see, and the stronger your magic will end up being. So next up, we have the full moon, again, culmination and completion. So we're going to be celebrating our successes of, the work that we have just done, reflecting on our accomplishments, giving thanks for our blessings, this is the perfect time to set your tarot card reading up for guidance on the next steps to take. Okay, so we're going to head back to work. This time, you finished a big project. Maybe you're going to get guidance on what the next step should be. Or maybe you need to get guidance on how to celebrate your success. Like, do you keep going and enhance the project? Or is this it? Is it done? Is it completed? And that's what the waning moon is for. It's introspection, it's reflection, it's letting go. So here again, journaling about thoughts and feelings. And again, using tarot cards to get, guidance on your journey through life and which way you're going. So, if you're having a difficult time in your life, tarot can absolutely draw out, the challenges you're facing, and get guidance as like I said, a roadmap to the way to move forward in your life. Tarot again, and I can never ever say this enough or stress this enough, and anytime I read for someone new, I always throw this out there that, tarot is not a way of predicting the future. It is just a way to make you more aware of your present. Yes, things about your future will come out, but you want to think of it more as like a roadmap. Like, if you keep going down this path, this is what the likely outcome is going to be, but you can change it at any time. Any one of those cards is malleable, but it's up to you to change it and happen. So again, if you use the energy of the lunar cycles and what they're for, they can enhance your tarot card readings, they can enhance your insights to life, and then once you start adding in the elements and the energies and the, signs and everything else, you have now a whole complete picture, and now you can start even adding in the colors and candles and waxes and, herbs and, all the other things that all this represents, and you can get a massively huge picture on, what to do and which way to go and where you should be focusing your intentions. And again, because all these things are cyclical, we literally have a new moon phase every week. Again, the moon cycles in 29.5 days. That's less than a month. So if you really think about it, these are things that it's natural. So it's going with that nocturnal rhythm that, is part of each and every one of us. And it's working with it and not against it. We're not swimming against the tide. But, again, in the end, in the very, very end, everything I said is just, general suggestions. How you use this information, how you use your tarot cards, how you interpret your tarot cards, how you experiment with all the different techniques. You have to find out what works best for you. And that's the thing. You have to go out and you have to find these things. So, if you want to spend, schedule some consultation time with me, I always encourage, reach out to me via the internet or, via my website, www.etherealpath. Or sorry, www.etherealpath.com. Email me at etherealpathpgh@gmail.com. My DMs are open on all the major platforms. Hit me up. We can have a consultation session. Maybe I need to do a couple tarot card readings for you to set you on the right path, or maybe you want to learn how to read tarot cards. I teach all the time. And I love to teach people how to read tarot cards. It gives me such a thrill, and especially when 6 months goes by and I haven't heard from you, and then all of a sudden, you pop up out of nowhere and you're like, hey, I just want to show you how good I've got. Let me do a reading for you. And you do it and you nail it. And it's that whole, the student surpasses the teacher moment. And it makes you feel good that, you did that. You helped someone and, you taught them and they were successful. It's such an awesome feeling to have. And I absolutely love it. So I hope that, this gives you a better understanding of, how tarot cards work with the zodiac signs, how the zodiac signs work with the elements, how the elements work with the air, with the lunar cycles, and how the lunar cycles work with the tarot cards, which work with the, elements, and around and around and around, and how all those interconnections happen. So thank you for hanging in for my very first two-parter episode. I absolutely had a blast filming these episodes, or I should say recording these episodes. So thank you again for sticking around. I actually just happened to look down at my counter and it is exactly 10 minutes and 8 seconds. And I swore to you that I was not going to do something for 10 minutes, and I am a man of my word. So therefore, I made it. I am so super proud of myself. So yay, Xander, congratulations, pat on the back. I have a little surprise cooked up for next week's episode. So hopefully you will be all caught up by then. If not, please start listening. Encourage your friends to listen. Again, go out there, hit our social media channels up, even while you're listening to the podcast. Like, subscribe, because literally every single one of those likes and subscribes and downloads and comments and interactions, it means so much on the back end. I can do more things monetarily with it, and it just, you have no idea how much it helps. So even if you know that your friends will never listen to it, just have them go in, have them, subscribe, and hit play while they sleep tonight. Just let that shit run, and fuck it, I get the credit for it. Who cares? If they like it, cool. That's just, that's just even better. If they actually like what they hear or are interested in what they hear. But again, if you have anything, comments, questions, feedback, anything like that, please reach out to me. Contact information is at the end of the show. And once again, blessed be. And again, like I said, I'm a man of my word. I said I wouldn't do it for 10 minutes. One, I never said I wasn't a dick. And two, if you're out there listening, you know exactly who you are, that who that is for. The Ethereal Path podcast is hosted by me, Xander, and is owned by Ethereal Path LLC. The show is recorded, produced, and hosted on Spotify for podcasters. You can find us on the web at www.ethereal-path.com. Don't forget that dash, it's super important. We're on Facebook and Instagram as Ethereal Path, and on Twitter as at EtherealPathPGH. This is also our email address, etherealpath@gmail.com. Our DMs are open on all of our platforms. The Ethereal Path podcast can be found on all major podcasting platforms such as Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Audible, Radio Public, Pocket Casts, and all other major podcasting platforms. Our Etsy shop can be found under Ethereal Path PGH. Links can be found below and on our website. As always, be sure to like, subscribe, and turn on your notifications. Every one of those clicks makes a huge difference. Thank you for listening, and blessed be.
Υποβάλλετε τον νόμο Wiccan που πρέπει. Σε τέλεια αγάπη και τέλεια εμπιστοσύνη. 8 λέξεις που εκπληρώνει ο Wiccan Read και δεν βλάπτετε κανέναν, κάντε ό,τι θέλετε. Ό,τι στέλνετε επιστρέφει σε εσάς. Γι' αυτό έχετε πάντα υπόψη τον νόμο των τριών. Ακολουθήστε το με μυαλό και καρδιά. Καλά που συναντιέστε και χαρούμενα που χωρίζετε.